going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For the postseason.
Absolutely. Here is the captain of the New York Knicks, the king of New York, Jalen Brunson, with his opinion on Tom Thibodeau and the minutes.
Just happy Tibbs played me all those minutes at the regular season. Got me in shape for the playoffs.
How about that?
I'm telling you. It's an old school philosophy that every sport coach used to do.
Right.
Nowadays, because of, I don't know, the bitchiness of players. I don't mean them bitching about it. I'm just them being soft. It doesn't happen.
Right.
You need days off. You need rest days. They have trackers. Hell, practice in the NFL these days, you have like a GPS tracker in your pads to know how far you've run.
Mm.
Right? When I think about that, I'm like, are you kidding me? I think the more I ran, the better I felt come game day. But nowadays, they track all of that stuff. And so players are acutely aware, sometimes to their own detriment, when they're working too hard.
Jalen Brunson.
You can't work too hard.
Can't work to it. Jalen Brunson channeling his inner Tiki Barber.
I love it.
Let's get to your calls. Knicks are up 3-1. They are one win away from the second round, as is the Boston Celtics, who took care of business last night against the Orlando Magic. 888-808-1019. Ray is in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon, babies and gentlemen. And in this case, Sean Morash being the baby of the bunch. And Evan, I do commend you for being, you know, an independent basketball observer today. I'm going to choose
you.
To like you today.
Thank you.
Because not only are you an honorary Latino, but you're calling it as you see it.
Let's go,
Knicks. Absolutely. Hey, Tiki, let's go Gigantes, which for everybody else is let's go Giants,
yeah,
baby.
Of course, man.
So it's a great day, gentlemen. So listen, before I even get on the style of play, and the reason why the Pistons can only compete with the Knicks is because they wanted it called this way, and now they're crying like biatches, you know, on the final play. Let me just defend Jalen Brunson, right, who, you know, everybody wants to call out for faking injuries or embellishing. And, Evan, I don't have a big issue with this, but what I will say is that Luka Doncic, biggest foul-hunting crybaby, you know what, on the planet,
yeah.
Joel Embiid,
yeah.
LeBron James, Giannis, Damian, and on and on and on. These guys are not getting killed nearly as much as Brunson.
Oh, no. They are. And here's the world you're in, Ray. I remember at nauseam for the last year hearing this weird discussion around here. Jalen Brunson. Around WFAN,
okay.
And Nick fandom in general.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson is a superstar. Jalen Brunson is a superstar. Jalen Brunson is a superstar. And I always counter with, well, how do you define a superstar? He's a really good player, but what's a superstar? This is what happens when you're a superstar. You do get criticized. You don't think LeBron gets criticized?
Of course.
For foul hunting and flopping?
Or failure. Every failure is going to be highly criticized.
That too.
When you're considered a star / superstar.
No doubt. Giannis Antetokounmpo doesn't get criticized? Of course they do. So I disagree with that part. Now, Jalen Brunson is a flopper. Jalen Brunson does hunt for fouls. Now, you may take that as a knock. I take it as, hey, you do what you got to do.
Now, in the fourth quarter of this game, when he came back as a hero, do you know how many times he got to the free throw line? Anybody want to guess?
Two.
You going with two? You got to guess, Tommy?
Four.
You're going to go with four? Sean, you got to guess?
Three.
Zero. The foul-hunting flopper picked it up in the fourth quarter.
Oh, you mean in the fourth. I thought you meant the game.
No, I meant the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Zero times.
Right.
So he will foul hunt, but it's not his entire game. And that's the criticism that goes too far. Like, right. Oh, what is he without free throws? What is he? Do you realize he has scored as many points in this series as Cade Cunningham if you take away the free throws?
I know it. And so, think about the fourth quarter you just mentioned. No free throws. He scored right. 15 points.
So he's not overly reliant on right. it. He's just become really good at it, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And when someone's really good at it, you're better to give them credit for it, like praise, than to criticize them for it. If they're good at it and it helps you win, it is what it is.
And that's all that matters.
Right.
Joe's calling from Brooklyn. How are you, Joe?
Hey, what's going on?
All's good.
What's up?
Yeah, this notion that the refs let plays go, in my opinion, that's when you're driving or you're going for an aggressive rebound where you're going to get hit. That the refs, they should, and they do let plays go sometimes. When you have an outside shot, you're never going to see the refs let it go.
Yeah, you are. You saw it the other night.
And that's the problem. And that's why I think it was a foul.
I think when you are hunting it the way Tim Hardaway was hunting it,
yeah.
you're also in the middle of a very physical possession that probably saw a loose ball foul committed.
There definitely was a loose ball by Tobias Harris.
I think it was Tobias Harris versus Josh Hart.
100%.
They forget the whole game. They let the possession go. And so I disagree that more times than not, they're going to call that. I think mm-hmm. sometimes they do, but a lot of times they don't.
Right.
I think it really is a 50-50 kind of thing.
And it's intense. By the way, the ball's not being like passed out to Tim Hardaway Jr. It's rolling on the ground. Josh Hart is scrambling after it. Tim Hardaway picks it up and then takes a Fugazi shot, and Josh Hart scoots by on his left side, or his right side, Tim Hardaway's right side. And yeah, did he touch him? Sure. But I don't think, again, to me it's the double clutch that makes it not a foul.
The word I would not use, and it's the word Sean chose to use, is egregious.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't egregious. There was
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tacked on a guy as he's shooting the definition of egregious.
Egregious is if he tackled him.
Right. Or hacks his arm.
Yeah. This wasn't egregious. It was side-to-side contact, bro.
Well, then it wouldn't be egregious because they would have called it. It's an egregious miscall.
No, it's not an egregious miscall. See, you're messing with the words
right.
here.
No, I'm not.
You're confusing everybody. That's his game.
Idea in that spot, when you guys want to talk about, I'm fine with letting him play. There is no recovering from that moment. If a call is missed 4 minutes earlier and you're like, wow, they're letting him play, you have time to recover. That is the last moment of a game and a shooter is being contact with and it affects the shot. That's egregious that you didn't call that thing.
Because
now you have no chance to recover from said missed call.
It's not about having a chance to recover or not. Egregious is if you look at it and say, oh my God, that is an over-the-top foul. It was not an over-the-top foul. It was letter of the law foul. Like, there was contact, but he didn't get bulldozed.
I mean, everybody outside of our bubble in New York thinks that's an egregious
call. I don't give
a
everybody outside our bubble hates the Knicks.
But that makes me an IBO.
No.
I'm not sitting here in this New York bubble getting sucked into it.
Why am I in the New York bubble then? You think I want the Knicks to win?
You're a Knicks season ticket holder. Of course you do.
Oh, so now I'm actually calling things to favor the Knicks? Well, that would be new. I'm literally calling it because I watch a lot of basketball, and there are times in which they let plays like that go, especially if the game was a physical game. So don't cite to me what they're saying nationally. I don't care. I can only tell you what I think. I know Knicks fans are whiny bitches. It's not about them. I'm going to stand up for them when they're being aggrieved. And right now, if you're saying this is egregious and he got bulldozed, they are being aggrieved with that kind of talk. And I will stand up for them.
Good for you. And you're in the zone. You know how I can tell you're in the zone? You didn't laugh when I called you a Knicks season ticket holder? Man,
I am.
The Evan I knew on Thursday would have laughed.
I am a Knicks season ticket holder.
I mean, you just called Knicks fans whiny bitches as you were defending them. I see the game that's going on here. I see what just happened there.
No game. We're literally talking about if there was a foul.
You just called the majority of our audience whiny bitches.
Well, some of them are.
No. You said they all are. Just want to clarify that one or no?
Want to
apologize?
They're all whiny bitches.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that. David's in Panoma. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of the show. You guys are hilarious.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Hey, I'm not a whiny bitch. I'm a used Knicks fan. What I wanted.
Let me clarify for Tommy.
They're mostly
whiny bitches, except for David and Panoma. He has been exonerated from bitches.
Hey, listen. I don't know. You guys watched. I was watching the highlights, and when Jalen Brunson went down, I lost. Trust me. I thought we lost the series right there. But then I saw his dad just walk away. I don't know if you guys could look at those highlights. His dad was standing right there when he went down. They walked away. When you said that earlier, Evan, I was like, holy crap, maybe he is. He was faking it. That's crazy.
It's tough to tell because...
Right, his dad was like, yeah, you're good.
Right. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Just go get you 2 minutes and come back out.
There are a lot of basketball players, and I think Jalen's certainly one of them. I mentioned Vince Carter used to do this all the time where he would go down in a heap and you would think, oh my God, he's hurt. Oh my God, this is really bad. But he would embellish it, and then he would get up and he'd be completely fine. Wouldn't even miss a possession.
Yeah.
What alarmed me about Brunson was the fact that he got up and then collapsed again. Like, that was horrific. And that's why
that's what made it look like, man, did he tear, like, his ACL?
Right.
Did he break his leg?
And like, we ended up seeing what happened with Dame Lillard, unfortunately, later in the night, where it is going to be a torn Achilles, I think, for Dame. So you see something like that. Remember Aaron Rodgers. Like, that was the same thing. He got up, and then he sits back down. So I think what we need to now do is just be very skeptical of anything Jalen Brunson does.
Yeah.
He's an embellisher, Teague.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, the only thing that's wrong with it is he's going to give Knicks fans heart attacks.
Because, yeah, but you almost always know he's coming back now.
Well, until he doesn't.
So, yeah, true, but it almost feels like it's all good. He'll be back.
There was a game last year